Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are a father and son studying in 1 Peter chapter 3. Glad you are here with us. We are down to verses 21 and 22. We'll spend a lesson on each of these, a two-part study here on what Peter writes about baptism. Starting in verse 21, he says, "Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ."
Yeah, so he talks about what is corresponding. Baptism corresponds to this. This that he's just been talking about is obviously Noah being saved through the water that we just talked about in verse 20. But he makes the comparison between Noah and his family being saved through water to baptism and how that saves us through water now.
Yeah, the word corresponding there is literally antitap or antitap, which means a pattern or a copy or a representation of something. Mm-hmm. So what happened in the flood is recreated in baptism.
Yeah, it's he's still choosing water. Of course, we kind of mentioned that before, but the Lord is still choosing water just as the method by which that we're saved. And so in the same way that Noah was saved from the when he cleansed unrighteousness from the world, is the same way that he cleanses us and our souls as we enter into that kind of relationship with Jesus today.
Yeah, so what happened at the flood is recreated in baptism, and what happened at the flood was sins were washed away, as you said, but also they were brought through it to a fresh start with a new life. And the same thing, Romans 6 says, happens to us in baptism, is that our sins are washed away and we're raised to walk in newness of life.
Yeah, and of course in this second half of the verse, I think he starts to kind of define what baptism is. Baptism is not a removal of dirt from the body, but it's an appeal. It's an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It talks about, you know, how that when you're baptized, it's not so that your body's clean, but that your soul is clean, and that you're making an appeal to God instead of it just being a physical dunking in water.
Yeah, and you know, there are people that say, "Well, baptism doesn't save us." Well, they have a hard time with this verse because this verse literally says baptism saves us, but it's a specific baptism because you can be immersed in water all day long. Mm-hmm. But unless you're doing it for the reasons, you know, we always talk about how that baptism, for it to be right, has to be right in form and in function. So the form, baptism literally means immersion in water. And then the function of it is that I'm appealing to God for remission of my sins.
Yeah, and both of those, you know, have to be correct in order, I think, but just based on this verse, both of those have to be correct in order for baptism to be effective in that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's an appeal to God, but you're not doing it by his method, then, you know, it's not really, it's not effective. And if you're doing it by the right method, but you don't have the right intention behind it, and you're not making an appeal to God, then it's just getting in water, you know.
Yeah.
So both of those have to be correct, and both of those there's an intentionality behind it, certainly, but there's also a specific method by which God calls us to be saved in this way.
Yeah, if you'll flip back in your Bible to 2:19, that idea of it being an appeal to God is seen already, like in 3:16. He said, having a good conscience, so that when you're slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may put to shame. Read what he says in 2:19.
Yeah, 2:19 says this, "For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly."
Okay, so we're making that appeal to God. We're wanting him to to work in our lives, to give us a clean conscience, to remove the things that are wrong. And so, you know, the clause that's added in the middle there of this verse, of verse 20, was is like a clarification. Verse 21, made by Peter, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience. It's not what happens on the outside that matters. It's what happens on the inside. And the way that baptism saves us, he says, is through the resurrection of Jesus. Because without his resurrection, there would be no function of baptism.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the other connection that you can kind of make with baptism is that it's kind of the same process that Jesus went through, in that, you know, he died and was buried and was raised again, and we're dying to ourselves. We're being buried in water and raised up in the same way that he was. Now we're not, you know, being buried and raised 3 days later, but the process and the pattern, as verse 21 tells us, the pattern or the copy is still there, in that the reason why this is effective and the reason why we can do this is because of the resurrection of Jesus. Without it, Jesus is just a guy that died and we're just getting in water, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, that's what makes it effective.
Sometimes people ask the question, well, how does baptism save you? And we give these long, detailed, theologically rich answers. But the answer to the question, how does baptism save you, is through the resurrection of Jesus. That's what's found here. And, you know, we give this long answer that makes it sound like we're earning our salvation. But really, the answer is right here. It's through the resurrection of Jesus. It has nothing to do with me. I hadn't earned it. I hadn't deserved it. But it's recreating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, as you said. And it's based on the power that Jesus showed in the resurrection as well.
Well, and it's, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's about 1 Corinthians chapter 10 where Paul goes through that section where he's like, you know, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then this, you know, we're still dead in our sins. We have 1 Corinthians 15 is you know, we're still dead in our sins. Nothing we're doing matters. Our faith is dead. You know, he goes through this whole list of, you know, this is all the things that are true. If Jesus wasn't raised from the dead.
That's a great parallel.
This is kind of that same thing that says, this is the only reason why this matters, and this is why it's alive and working, is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without it, it's just us getting in water. You know, it's us getting in a pool or something like that, you know, and that would be, you know, me swimming and diving into a pool would be just as effective as what baptism is. The reason why it means so much more is just because of Jesus. And that's what makes it say it's not something that I'm doing. I'm not what makes this special. The Lord is what makes this special.
Mm-hmm. And it's why, like in places, Acts 22:16, Romans 10:13, it connects baptism with calling on the name of the Lord, or calling on the authority of the Lord. Because it is his resurrection that does all that for us. So in baptism, we recreate the death, burial, and resurrection. He was put to death and made alive so that we could be put to death and made alive spiritually. Not saved through work or method, but only through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that's the first part of this study. In verse 22, he's going to talk a little bit more about that power that Jesus has that's been given to him that we're calling on in baptism. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue this study of baptism from 1 Peter 3:21-22. We hope that you will like, share, subscribe, tell others about what's going on at Scripture Spotlight, that you'll study along with us. We always say, let the text be the star, because we're not going into it to try to, you know, prove a point or, you know, define a doctrine, but rather just see what does the text say? And what the text says is what we're going to use to go by. So hope that you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes a day with us in the morning, in the evenings, anytime in between, here on Scripture Spotlight. Hope to see you tomorrow, where the text is always the star of the show.